Robert, Robert, Bennett, Bennett, 6158. Today is 2/2/25. Robert is a so 68-year-old gentleman from Houston, has done labor most of his life. He's single. He has one child, one daughter. He does smoke. He does drink alcohol, period. He has a history of hepatitis C, cirrhosis, alcoholic liver disease, COPD, degenerative disc disease. Because of his shortness of breath, he was recently placed on high-dose prednisone, period. He also suffers from hypertension, neuropathy related to hepatitis C, period. He's lost a tremendous amount of weight. He has evidence of ascites. He's short of breath with activity, period. He's no longer able to drive and lives at a group home where he requires help around the clock. Medical problems, COPD, shortness of breath, weakness, ETOH, abuse, hepatitis C, cirrhosis, exacerbation of COPD, most recently on 20 milligram of prednisone, allergy, none, family history, mom died of old age, dad died of cancer. Medication includes prednisone 20 milligram a day on a tapering basis, Coreg 25 BID, Lyrica 300 twice a day, vitamin D 10,000 international units a day, ADEMETIONINE 400 milligram BID, albuterol inhaler, Vicodin 5/3/25, period. And the paragraph, patient has had an appointment coming up with his liver specialist, but he told his family that he no longer wanted to go back and forth to the doctor and wanted to be left alone and kept comfortable till he passed away, period. In the paragraph, for this reason, hospice was asked to evaluate the patient at this time. Last hospitalization was a while ago. Vaccination, he believes most of the vaccines are up to date. He's a little bit confused today, Robert. His blood pressure is 152 over 85, pulse 74, respiration is 1802, side 93%. Heart positive, swan positive, restricted lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema, severe muscle wasting noted, cannot rule out ascites, period. Assessment, 68-year-old gentleman with end-stage hepatitis C, cirrhosis, alcoholic liver disease, COPD, exacerbation of COPD, and hypertension, period. In the paragraph, patient has refused any further treatments for his hepatitis C, would like to be left alone, only kept comfortable. After he had this discussion with his family, he was referred to hospice and palliative care, period. In the paragraph, he appears to be confused. He knows his name, but as far as the date and the space, he's very confused, period. He has not had any recent ammonia level or blood work. He has not had any PT or PTT for me to evaluate at this time. Those records are pending, and they're going to ask for those records to be sent to me ASAP for review as far as the severity of his liver disease. Next number is hypertension control. Next number is neuropathy. Next number is chronic pain related to hepatitis C. Thank you.